Another thing he's doing, he's looking at my computer.
Wasn't Turco's fault either. So you're at your house because of physical ailments, but you're fighting through it.
Right, trying to.
To do the show.
Trying to, anyway.
I thought you got off the sick.
I guess I'm back on it.
Reiner is not at your house. He's actually at Dillard's, right?
He's at Dillard's,
shopping.
Yes.
With Chuck.
Right.
Who reminds Bill.
So where's Corby?
I guess he's back at the mothership. I don't know.
I believe Corby is on his way out to Dillard's.
Rhino?
Yes.
Say hello to Grego.
Hi, Grego.
Hello, Rhines.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hope everything's going good at Dillard's.
Well, so far so good.
Now, is this a hard line first?
No, we've done this before, several times. Different locations, same show.
That theory cannot be proven.
All right, then. Then we'll get on with it. Today is April 22nd. On this day in 1957, it's very interesting.
Is it?
That John Irwin Kennedy, became the last black player. Well, let's say this. The first black player to play for the Phillies, but that made them the last National League team to integrate. What's your hometown team, Tom?
It would be the Philadelphia Phillies.
That's really interesting. And I'm sure merely a coincidence.
That would be a coincidence.
Given your ties to apartheid.
Well, I have no
ties to apartheid. So your favorite team was also the last to integrate.
Well.
And then you went to South Africa.
Yeah. What year was that they integrated?
1957, right, but the very last...
Way before my time.
Let's see, if I were going to root for a baseball team, it would certainly be the last one to have black people on it. Which one would that be?
Actually, that decision was probably made while they were the last team with all white guys. And
has anyone seen the stats?
Tom found his favorite team. And
probably making that decision as he's fleeing South Africa.
Has anyone seen the stats on A&M recently?
Not fleeing
The A&M
South
minority enrollment?
Why, in fact, I have, Dan, yes. I was watching, what's that Channel 8 show?
Seems like you guys are obsessed with racial statistics.
What's the Metro? Is that the Channel 8...
A public affairs show?
Well, it's more of a African-American public affairs show. So don't ask what I was...
Tom,
TiVo it?
...necessarily watching it for. But, you know, I'm interested in the public affairs of the
Kevin said with John
community.
McKay?
Yeah, with John McKay, exactly. And they did run a full story on the Aggies attempting to convince minorities to join them. Because so far, it's... Not real heavy with the minority.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. They had statistics to back it up.
Well, I have to talk to John McKay about that.
And they are a distant first when it comes to being white.
First. Hey,
well, this is a good day for the Phillies, huh, Tom?
Yes, this is a very good day for the Phillies.
In fact, I believe they offer scholarships to the inner-city Dallas school, only to have them generally returned at this point. But they're working on it. They're working on it.
They run with the football. They're welcome down there at A&M.
Yeah, well, the football team makes up, I believe, a large part of the 2%.
You can ask a member of our Susquehanna family about that. Michelle, who happens to be African-American, went to A&M.
And an Aggie? Michelle 3000's an Aggie?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is that the new meaning of 2%er? At
no.
A&M? If you're black,
has nothing to do with race.
I always knew she had something.
Now, did she have to show particular affection for duct tape?
No.
Interesting.
Today's birthdays, I have one here from a young woman who listens to the ticket. Hey, boys. I think I can make the birthdays and why today doesn't suck. Or do you think I can make the birthdays and why today doesn't suck? I listen every day at work. I love your show as well as the hard line afterward. Corby looks pretty hot from the pictures on the website, by the way. I'm 20 years old today and a loyal female listener.
Well, let's have a look at you.
I got some, Dan.
Her name is Adriana.
Really?
Get her up there.
Oh, sorry. I got a little irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, Adriana,
you're a minute late.
Why don't you get yourself up here?
Am I?
Scott McClure, please include me as a P1 birthday on the 22nd. Fan of the show. Love if you announced my birthday while eating on the air. Baby arm, I'm about to fart. So happy birthday, Scott. And also Cap, who represents RemoveRowdy.com. I was having a birthday, so what's
up? And I have one as well here. This from Trisha Ellman.
Let's get a look at you.
This is her birthday. She says she's not real pleased about it.
How old is she?
She is 33.
So we shouldn't.
I mean, she included that in the email, and if she included it in the email, that means she doesn't mind if I know. And if she doesn't mind if I know, she probably doesn't mind if anybody knows.
Well, that makes
right?
her about 20 years too old to be a disgruntled bikini girl.
Does it?
According to yesterday's show.
Does it really?
How old was that? If you go by yesterday's show, you guys are only taking in on
yesterday is girl. History. We don't look behind on the hard line. We look ahead.
How old was that skank who thought I was good looking?
20.
That's so right for me and Frito.
Why do you include Frito?
I thought you were into 52-year-old.
Because if Frito is included and he is included and she is included, then they may have a...
Doesn't Frito usually lurk?
Yeah, he just likes to watch.
20-year-olds love flannel rubbed all over them.
I'll tell you, the 33, I like that better. I need someone who knows what's going on.
Do you really?
Who knows the score.
Knows how to show a little cleave.
You also
well,
like
what
him.
Is the score?
A little beef.
You also like him fat.
Not fat.
You do.
Just,
admit it. Makes him more
just not
willing.
A bone.
And hairy. You like him that way.
I need someone who's easily duped by chloroform, like over and over and over again.
They keep falling for it.
Got me again.
I got some videos you might like.
Hey, turn around again.
Elsewhere, Spencer Haywood is 55. Jeff Hostetler is 43.
Haas.
Spencer Haywood was 55 yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, remember we had him because Reiner made the joke about Spencer Haywood. Remember?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well, we don't look backward on this show, Corby.
Freeman McNeil is 45.
That was UCLA. A bust.
Do what?
He was a bust in the
J-E-T-S.
NFL.
J-E-T.
He was not that bad.
Jets.
Hardline tension.
Would the second player take in? No, you're thinking about
Blair
Thomas. You're thinking about Blair Thomas.
McNeil was taking pretty high, too.
Yeah, he was taking pretty high, but he was all right.
Yeah, I think he had an all right
you're
several years.
Blair Underwood.
It's the meds working today, Ron. Excuse me.
What do you got, Grego?
The crystal meds.
You loaded up the crystal meds. Yeah, that's what it is.
Mickey Morandini is 38.
You got about 4 cases of cough medicine over there.
Now, I had my picture taken with him at the All-Star game. I've got that picture.
Hi, couldn't you have picked somebody better?
Mr. Morandini?
Yeah. Mickey?
Well, how many guys in baseball have had an unassisted triple play?
Good point.
Morandini?
If you're not too busy.
And Dikembe?
Might I have a photo taken with you, Mickey?
And Dikembe? Special guest on Sports Phone.
Can you do it in my
And did you bring in your photographer who had the big black hood he had to drape over himself?
Yeah, the big powder canister that flashes.
The big bulb that he has to squeeze.
Oh, no, this was 1995. I think all of that had passed by the wayside by then.
Bearded guy with the Abe Lincoln hat on.
Silver plate etchings.
Eddie Albert is 96.
Mr. Douglas.
Byron Allen is 43.
We had him on at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, Byron Allen. He's really got a lot to offer the world.
He hates you.
He's been a celebrity for this long.
He's black.
Oh, I must hate him then.
Don't hate him, sir. No.
Never played for the Phillies.
Glenn Campbell is 68.
Who?
Glenn Campbell.
Good mugshot.
Uncle Glenn.
Good liner.
Nothing wrong with Glenn Campbell.
I love a Glenn.
In the good time hour.
You like him, Psycho?
Yes, I do.
Mm. Like Rhinestone Cowboy? Get that fired up?
You like Gentle on My Mind?
Yes, I like both of those songs.
You sing a little bit for us?
I couldn't. Amarillo by Morning? I think that's George Strait.
Oh, that's me.
Marilyn Chambers is 50.
Mm.
Behind the Green Door.
Was she ever good looking?
No.
According to my updated Cinemax show, she's not very good looking.
You're right. No.
Days of her life.
She's always been.
She was on the cover of Downy Soap.
What's that?
As a baby, though.
No.
I thought it was Ivory Snow.
It was Ivory Snow. You're right. The meds. I knew it was something.
Well, we might have.
She when she was on there.
We might have a great hard line today.
18 or 19?
Well, we just might.
You got some Mexicans in a trailer out back mixing them up?
Peter Frampton is 54.
That's greatness.
Jack Nicholson is 67.
Yes. Now that's greatness.
Golfer.
He rejected Dan.
Yeah, he gave Dan the Heisman.
Will there ever be a point where that guy's not considered super cool?
The Golden Bear.
Charlotte Ray is 78.
I was looking for a yes or no answer.
No, there won't.
We'll get back to you, Corby.
Denture cleaning?
I'll give you your answer. No, there will not.
Aaron Spelling is 76.
That day will never come.
Charlotte Ray, facts of life. Could have her, don't want her.
Don't you?
Don't lie.
John Waters is 58.
Pencil thin.
Yeah, if he shaved the sides of his mustache, you know what he'd look like? Good guess.
John Thompson?
It's time for Dan's Hitler Minute. And here again is Dan.
And now here's spare birthdays. Oi!
Well, wait a minute. What about this day in Hitler history?
Oi! Bimbo Coles.
Bimbo.
Ah, another of the castaways.
36.
We had Lamon Murray a couple of days ago, and now we've got Jimmy Jackson, Bimbo Coles.
Hokey?
And probably the most
Cleveland
prominent hokey basketballer.
You know what Bimbo is? He is a proud sponsor of the SAP button on your Mavs broadcast.
Yes, he is.
That's Bimbo.
Dennis Hobson, 39.
Ohio State.
Buckeye. Jimmy Key.
Is he a former Maverick great?
He was a New Jersey Net.
I loved him in Blue Velvet, though.
What do you say we offer you?
That's
Jimmy
Dennis
Key.
Hopper.
Oh.
Blue Jays.
Glenn Parker, 38.
He's already home.
Football?
Bills.
Also, he's the works for the Arena League.
Really?
Does, wow. Does the studio. Yeah.
Charles Shackelford, 38.
NC State.
He's got Shaq.
He'll shave a point on you.
Didn't he steal some TVs or something in college? You in trouble?
He had a few problems
look
along
out
the way.
That window.
Harvey Williams and his neck are 37 today.
LSU.
Texas A&M, or is it?
Good point.
I don't know. Which one of you are right?
LSU.
No, he was a Chief and a Raider.
Yes, I know.
Zarly Zalapsky, 36.
Hockey.
ZZ. Top.
Indeed. All right. Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Hi.
Nuclear bomb.
Hi, I'm J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Dead on this day.
Hey, it's J. Robert Oppenheimer show.
Get up, get out of bed.
Come on, a-holes. Let's get going here. Where's the police?
Get the going.
Dead on this day, still dead, Irma Bombeck. And Richard Nixon.
Mandatory Metallica is next.
Dog.
Tyler?
Irma Bombeck.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Yeah, we know. You can have her. You don't want her.
Yes, Corby.
Irma Bombeck.
Good. The hard line is next.
Gotta go.